Intro. Welcome. This lesson is called Dubwise Arrays Patch, Design and Arrange in Ableton Live 12. It's an intermediate, sampling-focused workflow that shows you how to design a classic detuned Arrays in Waveedable, resample it to audio, convert that audio into playable sampled layers with Simpler or Sampler, and then arrange and process it with dub-style effects, so it sits and moves in a drum and bass track at 170-175 BPM. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices and practical, reproducible techniques. What you will build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a short, playable sampled Arrays instrument made from a Waveedable Arrays, resampled and loaded into Simpler or Sampler, an instrument rack with two layered chains, a mono low chain for solid DNB low end, and a wide mid-slash-high chain for spacious dub movement, two return channels, a ping-pong echo and a large reverb tuned for dub-style swells, arrangement examples and automation ideas for drop placement, dub fills, send automation, and filter sweeps. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation. Start a new live set and set the BPM to 174. Make sure you have Waveedable available. That's what we'll use for the initial Arrays design. If you don't, analog can work, but this walkthrough uses Waveedable. A. Design the Arrays in Waveedable 1. Create a MIDI track and load Waveedable. 2. Oscillators. Oscillator A. Choose a saw wave, set unison to 4 voices, and set to tune around 0.06 to 0.12. Tune by ear. Oscillator B. Choose a saw or square. Try it an octave down or same octave with a slight detune. Transpose minus 12 or 0 and detune around 0.03. Offset the phase slightly for thickness. 3. Unison and voicing. Set unison voices to 4-6 for each oscillator and nudge the voicing drift slash spread so the sound breathes. 4. Filter and movement. Use a 24 dB low-pass LP24. Start with a cutoff around 1 to 1.6 kHz. Add a slow sine LFO to subtly modulate cutoff, rate around 0.1 to 0.25 Hz, and keep the amount small. For the amp envelope, use a modest attack of 10 to 30 ms, and sustain fairly long so the patch is pad-like. Optionally, add a small pitch envelope for a tiny drop on attack. 5. Add mild saturation with Waveedable's drive and a touch of detune modulation from Ocean. Avoid boosting the sub below 40 Hz. Keep low-end integrity. B. Resample the patch to Audio 6. Create a new Audino track and set its input to resampling. 7. Arm the Audino track and record a 2 to 4 bar sustain sample. Play a single long MIDI note or record the MIDI clip. Record several variations, a raw take, one with filter sweeps, and one with detune or chorus automation so you have options. 8. Rename the recorded clip, consolidate it, trim silence, and normalize or adjust gain to taste. C. Import the sample into Simpler or Sampler 9. Drag the consolidated audio clip into Simpler in classic mode on a new MIDI track, or into Sampler if you have suite. 10. In Simpler, enable loop and set a smooth loop region for sustain. Turn warp off unless you want time stretch artifacts. Tune the sample with transpose and detune. Use the filter LP24 and map an envelope to it. A slow attack gives swelling dub pads. Quicker gives plucks. Map the LFO to filter cutoff for subtle wobble. 11. In sampler preferred for intermediate users. Enable loop zone with crossfade for seamless sustain. Use sampler's filter and envelope controls for movement, and the pitch envelope for small pitch movement at note start. Route LFO 1 to filter cutoff or oscillator pitch for chorus-like motion. 12. Create two layers. Duplicate the simpler slash sampler track. On track A, low, insert a Q8 and set a low pass at about 120 Hz with a 24 dB slope, then add a utility and set width to 0 to mono the low end. On track B, high slash mid, insert EQ8 with a high pass around 120 Hz and keep this chain for width and dub processing. D. Build an instrument rack 13. Group the two simpler slash sampler chains into an instrument rack. Put both layers as chains inside the rack. 14. Map useful macros. Macro 1. Global filter cutoff. Map both chain filters. Macro 2. Echo send. Map the rack send A amount. Macro 3. Reverb send. Map the rack send B amount. Macro 4. Width. Map utility width on the high chain. Macro 5. Low level. Map gain for the low chain. 15. Save the rack as a preset for reuse. E. Add processing and dub return 16. On the rack output insert, in order, a Q8 with a low cut at 30 Hz, saturator soft clip or analog clip with drive around 24 dB, a subtle chorus ensemble, then a utility for final width adjustments. 17. Create two return tracks. Return A, echo, load echo, sync to 1/8 or 1/8T for ping pong groove. Set feedback 30-65% to taste. Diffusion low, dry slash wet around 20-40%. High cut around 3-4kHz and low cut around 200hz to protect the sub. Return B, reverb, load reverb, set size large at 50-70%, decay long at 3-6 seconds, predelay small 10-40ms, and HF dampening to make it warm and dark, dry slash wet around 20-35%. Optionally chain echo into reverb on a return for classic dovetails depending on taste. 18. Add compression on the main Reese bus or rack output if needed. Use glue compressor with sidechain input from the kick so the Reese ducts on kick hits. Fast attack, medium release around 50-120ms is a good starting point. F. Dub style modulation and arrangement techniques. 19. Automate the send levels to echo and reverb to create dub drops. For example, boost a send by +40% at the end of a two bar phrase and then wrap it down. 20. Automate macro 1 filter moves. Close the filter for bars 1-2 and open it on bar 3 to create a drop. Use short rhythmic automation to mimic dub wobble. 21. Use small pitch transpositions and drift. Automate half-bar pitch bends via clip transpose or rack macros, and map an LFO for tiny pitch motion for chorus-like variation. 22. Create chops and stutters by duplicating the resampled audio in arrangement view and slicing. Reverse a slice and send it heavy to echo for transitions. 23. For delay throws and build-ups, automate echo feedback and high pass. Use high pass on echo return or device low cut to keep low end clean and avoid muddy delay tails. Automate feedback towards self-oscillation for dramatic tails, then cut it off musically. 24. Arrangement placement ideas. Intro, low, filtered Reese pad with low send to echo. Pre-drop, slightly open the filter, increase width, and add a short delay throw. Drop, both chains active, side chain to kick, with occasional echo sends. Breakdown slash dub section. Pull down the low chain, push echo and reverb sends, and use pitch drifts and reverse chops. 25. If you want to print effects or save CPU, resample the final instrument with sends printed. Create an audio track set to receive the Reese group and record the output. Common mistakes to avoid: widening sub frequencies. Always mono the low chain. Sending low content into echo or reverb without filtering. High pass returns to avoid muddiness. Excessive unison or detune. Too much causes a flabby low end. Tame unison in the lowest octaves. Not sidechaining to the kick. A heavy Reese will crowd the kick in D and B unless you duck it. Resampling at the wrong level. Avoid clipping and keep healthy headroom. Normalize afterward if needed. Forgetting to sync echo timing to 174 BPM. Unsync delays can pull the groove. Pro tips: resample multiple variations. Raw, filtered, chorus heavy, detune heavy, reverse tails. Build a small library of takes. Use instrument rack chain selector map to a macro for quick switching between full, low only, and dub versions. Map an LFO to a send macro for rapid dub stutters, but limit depth to avoid runaway feedback. For extreme dub tails, automate echo feedback near self-oscillation, then abruptly cut feedback or high-pass the send to terminate the tail. If you don't have sampler, use Simpler Classic and duplicate for layering. Use utility and EQ to manage mono slash stereo. Freeze and flatten CPU heavy chains when you're happy with them. Use multiband dynamics to glue mids without crushing sub. Mini practice exercise. 45 to 60 minutes tasks. 1. Build a 4-bar wave-eatable Reese with detuned saws and filter movement, then resample a 4-bar take. 2. Load the resample into Simpler or Sampler, create two chains low mono and high wide, and save the instrument rack. 3. Create two returns. Echo set to 1/8T ping pong, and reverb large. Put echo high pass at 200hz. 4. Arrange an 8-bar section. Bars 1-4 filtered and low. Bars 5-8 full sound with a heavy echo send on bar 7 and a reverb tail into bar 8. Add sidechain to the kick. Deliverable. Export the 8-bar loop plus 2 stems. A dry re-stem and a processed stem with sends. Recap: you followed a sampling forward approach. Design a detuned wave-eatable Reese, resample it to audio, create sampled playable layers in Simpler or Sampler, split low and high content for mono sub stability and wide mids, and build echo and reverb returns with send automation to achieve authentic dub movement in a drum and bass context. Use instrument rack macros and sidechain ducking to carve space for kick and bass. Keep multiple resampled variants and chops handy for musical fills and transitions. Closing work iteratively. Design, resample, audition as a sampled instrument, tweak, and resample variants. Name and organize your takes so you can reuse them. Small changes in Waveeatable translate into big character once resampled and run through echo and reverb. That iterative approach and careful macro control is where the musical magic of Dubwise Reissues comes from. Go build it.